Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
When the bombs went off at the Boston Marathon last month, thousands of runners who trained for the race weren't able to make it the final mile to the finish line as the race was stopped. This weekend, many of them will be back to finish a race in a show of resolve following the attack. Boston Police Detective Cecil Jones is assigned to the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force. He's also director of this weekend's race, called the Race to Remember, held each year to remember police officers killed in the line of duty. Good morning, Detective, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Well, good morning, sir. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Cecil, let me ask you, what's the idea for this weekend, and how many runners do you think will show up?
Well, we have 10,800 who have signed up, and we probably have hundreds who wish they could run. So I think in the years past, there's always been probably 10 to 15% of those who sign up don't end up showing up. But I think that's going to not be the normal for this weekend. I think people are really committed to get back to Boston and show that we want to run and we want to remember those that we lost and those who were hurt and injured in Boston.
What are you hearing from the runners who say they're going to show up tomorrow?
I think just a lot of support. Right after the marathon bombings, the race usually averaged 100 people a day that would sign up. We had over 700 on the 16th and another 700 on the 17th. And the commitment to the run, the commitment to the city was just amazing, and it has never stopped. I get emails every day about people thanking us for continuing to do what we do and have the race there and support the city. And so I think runners are very positive to get back and show that the city is still a place to come and be safe in.
Why is this important to you?
Well, it's important to me because the race itself is a run to remember, and so it reflects on all the law enforcement officers who have been killed in the line of duty, and this race supports a memorial that sits on the State House grounds, so that we never forget those who were before us and those of us who, as we do our job out there, take a risk of dying every day. And I just don't want people to forget that.
And in this case, it's also a special remembrance of those three folks who were killed in the marathon attack and the first responders who gave up so much in terms of risking themselves by rushing to the aid of all the people who were injured on Marathon Day, April 15th.
Yes, it is. It's that, and it's also a tribute to Sean Collier, the MIT officer who lost his life doing his job, doing what he loves. And this race will give us a chance to show the world that we didn't forget what Sean Collier did for us and that it can happen to any officer, whether it's someone who sits in a cruiser in Boston or someone who sits in a cruiser in Los Angeles. I mean, we have 40 Chicago PD officers coming to this race and 20 from New NYPD and another 20 from LAPD. So officers from all over this country are coming here to show respect to Sean Collier and his family and his fellow officers, because without any day can be our turn, and we all understand that we all take that risk. But I think we also want to show the family and friends of Sean that we know what happened. We know that he put his life out there so the rest of us can do what we do every day.
So let me ask you, as a Boston police detective who's also assigned to the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force, do you at all have safety concerns for the run tomorrow?
I don't. I think, we've been, since the 16th, we've been making provisions to make sure that the city is safe, that the people can come and go in the city, not worry about those types of things. And I think working on both of those agencies, I'm able to make sure that I see what happens in my community from a local standpoint and then from a federal standpoint. And I feel very safe that the people will have a safe environment that day.
Cecil Jones, director of the Run to Remember, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition today, and good luck on the street tomorrow.
Well, sir, thank you very much, and thank you for your time.